All right. Welcome, everyone. My name is Chris, and this is the support call for Team 150K for Africa for Friday, September 15. And if you have not been on one of these calls before, it's a time when we can come together as a whole team and offer and receive support. And so in that spirit, we can kind of get caught up on what we're all up to, as we are indeed a far-flung sangha. And so in that spirit, any kind of great ideas that have been dropping in that you feel others might benefit from, what kind of successes you're having. We're far enough along now that I know some folks have even completed their goals, which is fabulous, and you can kind of give us a report as to where you are. That would be great. You know, what's been going on? Has it been fun building your team? Anything that you've noticed about that? Any kind of fun insights as you've been moving through the process of participating as a as part of the team, the part of the Team 150K for Africa? Okay, and then again, if you have not been on one of these fun calls, I have muted the call, which means that if you would like to participate on the call, if you would like to speak, what you'll need to do is to press star 6 on your phone, and then that will bring you live onto the call. All right, so who would get us started?
Hi, Chris, it's Janice.
Hi, Janice. Greetings.
Greetings. So the interesting thing is my team is sort of more like me asking others, but nobody's officially sort of joining calls or saying I'll do a whole lot of team things.
Uh-huh.
It's more like it feels kind of like it's team communication on my part, and that's actually it's okay. It's because I realize I'm doing this in a very during a very stressful time of my life, and so actually it's more like randomly asking whenever it drops in for help.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. And so you're team captain in communicating, right? And
right.
With that then, it's not like people, as you're contacting them from what you're saying, it's not like they're jumping up and getting on these calls and taking the initiative, but they're participating in the ways that you're asking them to in some way. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's very cool. Yeah.
Yes, and I think it's something to do with communication and connection, and so I think that there have been many places where I've spoken out about this project or, you know, got enthusiastic in the midst of all this other stuff going on, and
wow.
There's something that kind of lights other people up too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that is it's such a great insight and such a great place for us all to be looking, right? So even in spite of, as you're describing it, a difficult time for yourself, you're still able to get that message from life as to when to bring up the project, right, and talk about it with other folks and be that to move into that place of communicating and connecting with these people to the point where they're getting excited about it.
Yes, yeah. And so there's, this was a kind of like a highlight in a way for this week because there's so many things that are happening. But
uh-huh.
There's actually two things. One is that I would take flowers just whenever I would have a dental appointment, for example. And there's a new receptionist, and she'd never seen this particular kind of flower, and it just really brought her to tears. And a week later I had to go back and I had something else. And in the conversation about how I'm doing a project and, you know, raising money, she actually wanted to help in a way of like removing some objects that I have to pay somebody to get rid of. And but it's something that she could use, and I don't want things to go to the landfill. So it was such delight on it. It was such a service on all parts.
Huh. Yeah, that's terrific. And so there were things that you wanted to get rid of, and in that conversation then, and again, you know, just in terms of practice, that willingness to set the whatever the conditioning is from the difficulty, right, just to set that aside and be able to have that conversation, and then to have those kind of results where somebody gets interested in assisting you with taking away some of these unwanted objects and like that. That seems really great.
Mm-hmm. And then the last thing was I have, for example, it's a canoe that's really beloved. It's been all over the place. It's a wonderful thing that I never really wanted to give up canoeing, but our circumstances have been such that I haven't been able with my partner to do that for the last 10 years. So in moving, seeing it, loving it, cleaning it, caring for it, you know, somebody in Alberta who knows my son was interested, and I was able to. He communicated what I was doing for the project, but it just happened like 2 days ago. I just said to my husband, you know, right now tonight, I just feel it's the exact time to phone these people. I'm phoning. I'm going to tell them the price, how it can get there, what's included, and everything. And it's like done. It's done. It's sold. And that was like so amazing, just allowing life to do that.
Wow.
And that was like one of my that was a $500 commitment right there.
Oh my
gosh.
So I
get to up the whole thing again.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Boy, that's great. And such a reason to go, isn't it? I mean, we sign up for this kind of a thing, and we really don't have any idea how it's going to turn out, where the money's going to come from. And then in the way that you're describing it, just being present in that way, and life drops in, you know, now's the time to make that phone call. And bingo.
Yep.
There's
and that object that, you know, it really has a really long and beloved attaching kind of history, even, you know, how I got it and everything else. And, you know, to kind of just shake that all off, because I know it can move on and help, you know, it can help a family with kids.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
know that they're helping children around the other side of the world. That's pretty exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah. Yeah, that's where I was going with it too, Janice, that it's a kindness in many, many directions, right? It's a kindness to you in that you can let go of all of what, you know, the I don't want to say baggage with the canoe, but all of the stories that might come along with it, or the reasons conditioning would mean you need to hang on to it longer, right? But in that place of really caring for the people in Cantalumba and wanting to make this project work, willing to let all that go, and these other folks are going to be able to just use the daylights out of it. They're going to be able to add to the storied existence of this canoe, right? And not only in what they'll do with it, but in the whole kind of way that it came to be transferred. You know, be fun if there was a way everybody could go online and enter all the adventures that the canoe has had. And here would be a fundraising adventure as part of its resume. So,
yeah. Yes, it would be part of the resume, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
just another fun thing that's happened to it, right? Another endearing thing about it. And
yeah, and the very last part is that, you know, so again, like they could either go online and offer that money in U.S. dollars, or they pay it in Canadian and I top it up. I go online, make it, you know, I add another contribution from myself to make it in U.S. dollars from Canadian dollars. So,
excellent.
You know, it's just kind of like it just keeps going. So it doesn't matter to me however they want to pay it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If they go online, that's great. If not, then you're more than willing to bring it up that last little bit. Yeah. Perfect.
That's it. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. Anyone else want to jump in? Awful quiet out there. If you want to get on the call, hit star 6, press star 6, and you'll come live.
Chris?
Yeah.
It's Sequoia.
Hi, Sequoia.
Hi. I'm driving, so let me know if it gets noisy.
I can hear you fine. It does sound like you might be in a car of some sort, though, now that you mention it.
I am in a car of sorts. So anyway, this is the first call I've been on, and I'm glad to be participating. And I just wanted to say that I am having so much fun with this fundraiser.
Oh, great.
And it's like everything else. It hasn't exactly unfolded like I had envisioned to begin with.
Which is probably a really good thing.
And I had an opportunity to talk with a longtime friend today who I've told about the Africa Project a number of times over the years. And I had not much response from her. And today she wanted me to tell her about it. And I did. And it was so wonderful. I mean, she had no idea, what the project was about until we had the, discussion. And I got so enthusiastic, my passion for the program just came out, and it was just so fun to talk to her.
Yeah.
And she gave a very sizable contribution, She said she just had no idea, and this project is doing everything that she would wish a project to do. And that she was so pleased to hear about it. So, that was just really fun. And also, I had my fundraiser yesterday.
Okay, you had an event.
I had an event.
So, in addition to calling folks on the phone, you had an event.
I had an event. And I had envisioned it going a particular way, and it didn't. I took a walk, and I thought folks would join me. And as it turned out, I had one other person join me. But, it turned out to be so lovely, just wonderful. And a good portion of the walk, I was alone, and I enjoyed it immensely. I was just grateful for the opportunity to walk in silence.
Yep.
And to just be in the beauty around me. I had, I just didn't know the walk was going to turn out like that. And it turned out to be perfect.
Yeah, and was it, Sequoia, was it your experience that there was a certain expectation that had developed about what the walk would be like, that there'd be more people, or it would be a conversational thing, or it would be,
And that, the more people that came on the walk, the more meaning that would have, the more successful it was.
The more money, the whole shooting
match, and all of that. And, to just let that go, and, at the end of the walk, I received a $100 check from somebody that wasn't even on the walk.
That's great, isn't it? Yeah, that just shoots a hole in all of those stories in a big way, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And then I just want to say in closing that I have raised more money with this fundraiser than I've ever raised. I mean, with this Africa, project, and I have done other things in the past to raise money for it. But this year, it has been the most successful. Even though it didn't none of it turned out the way I thought it was going.
Yeah. I think we can all take a big lesson from that, huh?
Exactly. Exactly. Just having a lot of fun and letting go of expectations, and realizing that it was just the yes to the commitment.
Yeah. Boy, that just says it all, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
That was the deal.
Yeah, boy, that's so great. So the yes really opened all of the doors. It opened the door to making that call and then getting to that place of being enthusiastic about the project, being asked even, right? And and getting a donation from a direction completely unexpected. Like that. And so and the same thing with the walk. So there's that expectation, you know, here's what we're doing to make money, right? And actually, almost nothing was in terms of the money was made during the walk, but it all came kind of in a peripheral way.
The walk was kind of like life's gift to me.
That's right. Yeah, nice. We're showing it up on all these other places, then you show up on the walk, and it's like, okay, well, here we go.
Yep, and life just handed me this beautiful gift. It's like, thank you for participating, and here's a little present for you.
Here's a little bonus to just keep you right on going.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great, because sometimes the way that we talk about practice is that, you know, if we, again, in terms of expectation, if we wake up in the morning and we aim at being happy, chances are we're going to have the most unhappy day of our lives. If we wake up in the morning and we aim at presence, if we just practice presence, the odds go way up that happiness will sneak in the side door. And it sounds like that was the deal, that as you were just moving in the inside of that giant yes, that life was lining up all of these benefits and opportunities. And
That's so good, Chris. Yeah, that's true. And that's what I've just noticed throughout all of it. It's just being present to what is and receiving gifts that are being given without having any notion of what they're going to look like.
Yeah. You know, and then we get done with something like this, and what we remember is what we practiced, right? We'll remember practicing that yes, and then all of the way the body felt in that place, the way the body, just how life responded to that yes. And as a sideline, we'll go, oh, no, yeah, we made some money for some people in Africa. It was a good thing all the way around,
great thing all around, you know, because like most people in the beginning, I was like, oh, no, I can't do this, you know, or I don't see how this is going to work. And then, and then to say that yes, and then to let life do it. So,
so good.
Great fun.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, and what a testament to practice, too, Sequoia, you know.
Yep.
Just being able to be in that position to see all of that is fabulous. So to know that the yes is what you're really interested in, and you know all of the content that could come of that, we'll see. And but really, it's the process of just being in life, and as you say, letting life handle it, and it does.
Yeah. So fun.
So fun. Yeah. And even if there was no money, you'd still look back and go, wow, it was still
it
was still fabulous being excited about the project. It was great to be able to talk to someone in an enthusiastic way, and having that walk on your own. I mean,
the rest of it is just so immaterial,
right?
And thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
You bet. Anybody else want to jump in? Let us know what's up.
Hi, Chris. This is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi. I was just kind of lurking on the call, but decided that...
You couldn't resist with all that silence, could you?
Well, and, right, it's always a joy to participate. Even when one feels like one doesn't have anything to say, it's great to just participate.
Even when you're lurking on the sidelines, and at some point life just calls and says, hey, yeah, I know the feeling.
I know, I love that. I love that. So, yeah, so we've had a lot of things going on and just a lot of things happening, and I've been away and just really wanted to join the call today to kind of get reconnected to the project and
uh-huh,
the excitement. And,
right.
And that's definitely happening. And I love that, right? I love that about our practice, that it's that boost of connection that happens.
Yeah, it's Sangha, isn't it? That whatever Sangha has going on, it's catching.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's it exactly. Yes. And so, you know, and I realized, of course, that it's always great, right, just to speak up, just to say that, right, just to express the gratitude for.
Yeah, as a reminder to ourselves and everybody on the call. Yeah, you bet.
Exactly. So, yeah, so one of the things that I'm tossing around with trying, thinking about the project is, I do this project every year for my birthday that I write letters to strangers, to people who are
uh-huh.
going through a hard time.
Yeah.
And I would love to, I don't ask anything in return, but I was thinking that, you know, a lot of people follow the project and are, you know, really glad that I'm doing it. And so I was thinking, you know, it would be very easy for me to post online when I'm posting about the project I'm doing and just say, like, you know, I'm doing these letters for strangers, and there are these, you know, quote-unquote strangers in Africa that we know and love. And so maybe, you know, inviting people to pay it forward that way. And so that people who are enjoying the project that I'm doing for strangers could then, you know, support other people who are strangers to them that we love. You know, it's kind of a similar thing.
Yeah, kind of a circle of love in some sense.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I haven't really, like, gotten on to doing anything about that, but just thinking about that in some different ways to, different ways to bring those faces especially. Like, I think it would, you know, be really great to pull some beautiful clips from the videos that we've been doing on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Just tiny little clips so people could see those beautiful faces and just be like, oh, yeah, you know.
I know, those pull on the old heartstrings, don't they? It's like, oh,
they
my.
Sure. They sure do. And for me, yeah, that I think that that's one way to really bring, just to bring the joy of the Africa Project to people, too, because in the past we've written about it, but I feel like we have this wonderful ability to share to share their smiles and when they sing or they're waving, and it's like that joy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I really love what you're saying, and I'm projecting that you're in kind of one of those places of that I always find really exciting. So the first idea has dropped in, and there's possibility there, and I can feel it, and I can feel the energy that it generates, but it's not finished. It's not quite, right? It's in formation, and I find that to be a really fun place. And so it's that, what now, life? And then life is going to take that possibility and start to move it towards, you know, something that will, I don't know how I would say it, will, I don't want to say go somewhere, but you know what I mean, that will get legs in some sense.
Yeah!
Or it intuitively it'll feel in tune with what you're trying to do. And so for me, there is that dropping back and just kind of waiting for life to inform how to take that initial possibility and then move it into a form that feels like it'll do what we want it to do, which is, and it sounds like you're heading this direction, that we're actually inviting people, you know, in the big picture, we're inviting people to participate in life, right? That's kind of the big thing. And the metaphor is, well, participate with this project in Africa. And, you know, and so there's what we're inviting these people to, and then wherever that idea or possibility that you're working with, you know, eventually it comes around to where it goes, yeah, that it's doing that, and now it's ready to go public or be out in the bigger perspective. Yeah,
and Chris, what I love, thank you for saying all that, because you know, that's why I was kind of lurking, right? Like, because it's not fully formed.
Not fully
really
formed,
know.
Yeah, of course.
But I love what you're saying, and actually that a part of that process is just beginning to just put it out there, you know, and just beginning to sort of like you said, put it out and then wait to see what life brings back, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that there's something, you know, that the initial idea, you know, 5 years ago, I was at the monastery, that initial idea dropped in as a way to celebrate my birthday, which was to send, you know, I was turning 48 at the time, 48 letters to 48 strangers in 48 days.
Wow.
And that came from life, completely dropped in at the monastery. And so I know that this little, there's something, you know, that's just like you're saying, like, I know it's there, and I'm just going to kind of open myself up to
wait and see.
Okay. Yep. How, you know, I know they're connected somehow, and I'll see what life brings in.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I go right back to that place of what a kindness that is for everyone, you know, so a kindness not to have any kind of pressure on you, the practitioner, for performing in any way. And there really just is that sense of channeling the intelligence of life, right? And how kind that is for everyone else, too, that whatever you end up with will be appropriate in terms of that intelligence and, you know, kind of coming from life and to life in that kind of way. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just like life kind of just took over, right, in Press Star 6. I think it's the same thing,
right.
You know?
That was
just sort of a kindness of life, like, okay, here's the next step.
Yeah.
Now, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and like you say, it really is, every time you talk about it, then that, and again, my experience is something along the lines of that'll begin to open the aperture for intuition. You're kind of lurking, you know, you're looking on the call, at the periphery of the call. You're lurking at the periphery of that opening to intuition. And so the opening is there, and again, you're waiting for life to hit Star 6 and come in with something that's fabulous. And we don't know what it is. It might be that, well, no, it'll fizzle and it won't come to anything. But, you know, that's not the point. And then again, it might. And so, but that's not the point either. So, it's that.
Yeah, and how much fun it is. I just really want to underscore that, right? Like how much fun it is to participate.
Yeah.
But in the, you know, in the, well, I don't know, you know, but to participate from that place is really a great place to be. It's fun lurking, but it's also fun participating too. So
there you go. Can't lose.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Hi. Well, that was just, these conversations are just what I guess the reason I called, because I'm just getting started.
Uh-huh.
And,
perfect.
Yeah, and the process you described, Chris, well, you and Sherry, is exactly what I'm trusting right now. I know from past experience that what I want to do will keep, keep revealing itself, and to just stay open to it. And I know from past experience how much fun that is.
Yeah.
Things that have happened before, so I'm so grateful for this practice and for Sangha and, you know, this call that reminds me of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know how to do that. It's something that you've experienced before, right? So you're willing, I mean, you can feel it when it's happening and then know you're in that place of waiting, you know, and that putting pressure on in any way is not going to be helpful. It's not going to, you know, it's going to close that opening. And so,
exactly.
You know, that's always a fun place to be.
Yeah, well, and what I've been watching is that place of pressure that you were describing, of how conditioned thinking tries to come in to do that, and that just, it closes all the doors.
It does, doesn't it?
It's relaxing into just smiling with it. Okay, well, no, we're not. That's not going to be helpful. And just I don't know what else to call it right now, but almost like an aggressive waiting or an anticipatory waiting.
Oh, that's
waiting
a great way to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah, and
you're aggressively keeping the intuitive opening open.
Yeah, and several years ago, I had an open house for the project, and I didn't know what I was going to do with that, and I got very little response at the beginning, and then I just invited everyone I knew. It ended up being fun and being this great thing, and it's not that I want to repeat that, but I want to repeat that process of that opening that allowed what looked like it was going to be a, quote, failure or not what was anticipated, expected, to being something quite wonderful. So I appreciate the encouragement on this call to that.
Yeah, you know, I'm reminded of, you know, how we talk about procrastination, that there are times in life when life's just not ready to drop something in, and we're in a place of waiting, and conditioning wants to come in with, well, you're procrastinating. And, you know, and just try and take it all away from us. And at some point we can get it. You go, no, I'm waiting for life to drop something in. I'm not waiting for you know, conditioned mind, to drop anything in, because we know where that goes. And it feels kind of like it has that same feeling to it, you know, that we're kind of there waiting for life to drop something in and fending off where conditioning might attempt to go with it.
Right. And as you were describing that, what I was getting is, yes, and I want to stay in that playful place that life resides.
Yeah.
And how do I evoke that? I mean, you know, whether it's singing, dancing, doing, you know, getting together with friends, brainstorming ideas, whatever it is that invites it and encourages it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it does. The expression I always like in that place is nature abhors a vacuum. And so in that, like you're saying, it invites, when we're in a place of intention, I think it creates a little vacuum, you know, right in our heads somewhere. And then at some point, you know, nature just flies in there, life, and fills that little vacuum. As long as we keep it open, it'll fill it. And if you just have to, we just have to be open enough to have that happen.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. And before you go, there's good, because with the process you're describing, so our Asheville Sangha went through a kind of this same phase, and it feels a lot like that. That when nobody really knew what we wanted to do. And we started looking at just doing a fundraising letter, because some people had done that previously, just sending out a letter to family and friends. And then at some point it dropped in, a number of different ideas dropped in. I don't know if any of my teammates have mentioned this on any of the calls, but one of them was to include in that an option for people to join in a way that they, I don't want to say that they could practice, but it is kind of that way. So we invited them to participate in a no technology day. So on October 14th, if they're interested, they could send a donation, or they could participate in a no technology day. And I think there was a little description of that, not you know, like a couple sentences. And then the next thing was a no self-hate day, that people could participate in that or the right? And so that became a part of the fundraising letter, and that actually got changed to a day of gratitude, but then described as something like, you know, as you're tuning into the voices in your head, anytime you hear something negative about you or any or others, then you turn your attention to what you're grateful for or what you have in life, and, you know, so like that. And yeah, and so it was really kind of a nice, there's a word that just dropped out, a nice natural way for all that information to come in, and people really liked the idea, and so, again, it's been fun so far, and then we'll see what happens from here.
Yeah. What I loved about what you described is in the letter, the possibilities, is it sounds to me like you're inviting people into the process that we, to a wonderful process.
Yeah, so they can participate. So here's the ways you can participate. You know, you can donate money.
Yeah.
That's great. We love that. You can also do the No Technology Day. You can do the No Self-Hate Day. You can do all of those. You know, and if you need to be held accountable, then, you know, send money in, because that that definitely ups the resolve for most people. And, you know, so a number of little, in the letter, the way that was written, a number of little fun things that people could really get it, that they're being asked to participate in a transformation. And it's not just a, you know, because that's what it is for all of us, right? We're participating in a transformation. It's part of our spiritual practice. And so to try and extend that to these other folks in some really simple way, I think that's kind of what we were looking for. And from what I've heard of what everybody's doing, it sounds like it's all in line with that too.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, it opens up a whole other door. Thank you.
There you go. All right, yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Chris, this is Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hey. Yeah, thank you for all that. I really appreciate it. I just saw a fascinating process getting all that has motivated me, encouraged me to stick with the project. It took me about a half an hour to get on the call because I was dependent on public Wi-Fi. And I couldn't find a Wi-Fi that was syncing with my phone.
Uh-huh.
But life didn't give up. It was just so beautiful. I tried one and it didn't work, so I got on my bike and I cycled to another location. It didn't work.
Wow.
Life went, we'll try one more. And we went to a third one. And then there was three options, three different Wi-Fi centers. And the first two didn't work. And by, 20 after four, life just said, let's keep trying. Well, there's one more. And we got on the call. And I just found that just so amazing that way back in that process, there was a, we tried. Give up.
Uh-huh.
You know, that
three times, come on, that's plenty.
Yeah, right.
We got things to do.
Yeah, exactly. We can we can catch the next call or try tomorrow or whatever, but I love the processes of the willingness and the life is persistent.
I'm reminded of the Thomas Edison thing, right? That he tried. What do they say? 10,000 things before.
Ways not to make a light bulb. We know 10,000 ways that don't make a light bulb.
Yeah. And at some point, then it becomes the it's just like practice. The practice is what's the most fun, and if we never get on the call, well, we're having a great time. So
yeah. Now I know there's 5 ways not to get on the call.
Yeah.
But the 6th way worked, and I was so grateful for it because it was the second caller, you said, all we're doing is asking folks to participate in life. And my team has gotten pretty big. It's gotten way bigger than any other year, and I'm like, that's really what I'm doing. I'm just asking folks to participate in life and to join me in something that I'm excited about, I'm lit up about, I'm passionate about. And then you also said in the previous conversation, then we have no expectations. We drop all expectations.
Yeah.
We have no control on outcome, and we just see what folks do or don't do. But that's just all part of practice, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Well stated.
Yeah.
It's really it's a formula you just can't go wrong with, right? I mean, so
no.
You're going to win no matter what happens. And,
exactly.
Because you'll be present.
Yeah.
And you were doing with the trying to get on the call, you'll be going through all those conditioned iterations about what else you should be doing other than practicing presence. And, just seeing through one bamboozle after the other and, lacing in that calibrating to presence with each one of those.
Mm. Yeah, I like that, calibrating to presence. I have kind of a logistics question. I don't know if you can answer it, but it was discussed, I think, on Open Air this past Tuesday or one of the Project Joy radio shows. I can't remember which. But it was talked about, Ashwini had put together, I think, a little email presentation that she was sending out to her team members, and she was willing to share that with Sangha so we could modify or adapt it or incorporate
wow.
it in our introductions. And that's something I'm really interested in. And then Sherry said that it was going to be emailed out to Sangha that were signed up for the Team 150K.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's been sent, and I've missed it in spam, or it hasn't yet been mailed out. Do you know anything about that?
You know, I have not seen it, so
okay.
that would make
okay.
two
you
of us that
it.
Have not
okay.
gotten it. And,
okay, so I'm going to, just for now, project that it hasn't been sent, and I can always send an email to the
I hear somebody on the line who's got an answer for us.
Jen
oh.
here.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Jen.
I'm glad you asked that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it is in process to, it's going to, on Monday, we're sending out an email that's got logistics. A number of people are not clear who should we make the checks out to and how do we track uh-huh. our funds and that sort of thing. So we're sending out a logistics email on Monday, and
right.
that, what the document you're referring to is going to be with that.
Awesome. Really great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you, Jen.
You see, you ask a question and life just delivers content.
I love it. It reminds me of the quote about cats. Cats are never afraid to ask for what they want. They don't seem
right.
to be bothered about meowing for another treat. Anyway, again, gratitude for these calls and all the support and everyone inspiring me as I go along with the project. So thank you, Chris, and thanks all of Sangha.
Yeah, and thank you too, Todd. It really is a team effort, so... That's
it's
fabulous.
A team effort. That's why
appreciate
your
150K. Yeah, that's exactly right. 150K, here we come, and appreciate your making the effort to all of those venues to get on the call. So,
okay. Good night.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Chris, this is Jen.
Hey, Jen.
I sit here and I just, you know, sit on my hands metaphorically and literally because I have so much opportunity to participate. I like to give other folks a chance, but at a certain point, I just can't stand it anymore.
Well, this is it. Okay. My opportunity has arrived.
I just,
but there's room for everybody, so full speed ahead.
Well, it's just so fun to hear people talk about their experiences and what they're out there doing. And
yeah.
Oh, I just love it. It's amazing.
Yeah, the way that people are going at it and practicing mm-hmm. as they are using the fundraiser's content is impressive mm. and amazing. Yeah,
it's really impressive. And it's just, it's so fun to see that, you know, it's that place that we talk about in practice where it has nothing to do with the content. The
yep.
result completely doesn't matter. We don't have our attention on that. It's sort of like what you were saying about, you know, if I wake up in the day, okay, I'm determined to have a happy day. Well,
it's not going to work.
But when I bring my attention to presence, guess what? I have a happy day.
Mm.
And I hear that in what people are saying. It's like life dropped in this amazing thing.
Yeah.
And then everyone's practicing with it. And guess what? It's also being outrageously successful. It's just so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the outrageously successful part of that. I know we're not supposed to be attached to it, but it is great it's one of those kind of things we talk about, practice being practical. And
yes,
so there we
exactly.
are, and we're practicing presence, and
mm-hmm.
In the midst of all of that and all that we do to practice that, and,
yep.
you know, this is content, then, gosh, here comes this amount of money for these people in Africa, and what a
yeah.
deal.
Yeah, it's just that place that I just hear from, I mean, everyone, from Sequoia, from Sherry, from Janice, from Todd, from just a story after story after story of people laying out that, I mean, what I project onto it is I'm just here. I'm just, you know, there's authenticity and there's openness and there's love and there's compassion and there's, and people respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, that place where I have no agenda, I have no, I mean, I think about, so I set a really fun goal for myself for this. And some months back, I was on a call with Team Cantawamba, you know, sort of a cool business call where I'm, you know, talking to them and we're talking about stuff, and I was traveling at the time. And so there were folks who were in my vicinity in the same house with me who knew that that's what I was doing. And so they were sort of hearing it and that, you know, that kind of thing. And so I didn't present it as anything. It was just what I was doing. But they were so moved by it and so struck by it, which was actually one of the ways that I started to come up with a, you know, where the thing dropped in to, gosh, we really should give people access to this experience. But that the folks who all those months ago had that experience had become monthly donors at such an outrageously generous rate that I've had to, I'm on Janice's camp, they blew me through my goal.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Through my goal. So it's just that place.
You weren't doing it, right? They just powered you on through it, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, wow. It's, I don't know. There's something about just the invitation in that I think is, you know, life's invitation. So there's not kind of any pushing to it. There's not any, it's just that. Wow,
yeah.
It's just generosity, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's where I was going as you were talking, that how unusual that must be for people out in the world to be approached by someone with no expectations or, you know, someone who's just simply present. They're not, they're social relief, as we say, right? They're not looking for something. They're not, you know, they're just there saying, hey, do you want to participate in this kind of really cool, fun thing that opens the heart? And, and like you say, people do respond.
Exactly. People do respond.
There's magic in it, and both ways, and that I do have to get to that place where I don't have those expectations, or probably I'll be informed about it as I'm doing it in some way, right?
Yeah.
It really is a practice for us in that way, because we get to see, you know, pretty direct feedback, I would think, as to how we're doing, not in a way that we want to let self-hate get a hold of, but practicing, you know, dropping all the expectations and just being present to the way that life is looking to go.
Yeah, you know, and what's fun about that, too, is from what I hear, a lot of folks signed up and just kind of went to the, oh, okay, you know, the commitment is to raise $500. Okay, so when they signed up, they put $500 in the commitment. And then to hear people talking. And to hear, I mean, I just think we're going to blow way past our goal, which is really, really fun.
Some people hit the $500 mark in week two or something like that, in week three, didn't they? And they go, whoa, okay, that worked.
Yeah. You know what else I love about that, Chris? What just happened when you said that was that we can all participate, I don't know how to say it, but equally across the board, knowing that for one person, they just stumbled on this amazing opportunity. I mean, like me, right? I mean, these folks who are doing this monthly donation, I mean, that is just complete, whatever you want to call it, grace for me that they have the ability, the wherewithal to do it. Most people wouldn't be able to do that. And
this
so
is not just a one-time donation, Jen. You're looking to get people to be a monthly donor for the Africa Project.
Well, I wasn't looking to do it, but that's what they decided to do.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah,
wow.
That's how they signed up. We want to give this substantial donation, and we want to give it every month. I said that we could arrange that.
Exactly. We have a whole setup just designed for receiving those kinds of things.
Yeah, funny you said that. Yeah. But so that we can all participate that way together as a team 150K, and we're one team. And so no one person has to feel like, oh, my gosh, I need to carry us over the finish line, or I'm not bringing in huge amounts of dollars, or I'm not, that we're one team. And because, you know, Janice falls into the amazing thing of, you know, these ideas that are dropping in for her as she's moving, and so she keeps upping her goal. Great. Thank you, Janice. We can fly behind her. And all still be on the same team and together arrive where we want to arrive.
Yeah, boy, that's great. The Rajneesh expression, you know, where's the money going to come from? Well, it's going to come from where it currently is. And it seems to me that as a – what's that, Jen?
It comes from the person who needs to connect. That's where it comes
that's
from.
Where it comes from, exactly. That's where the money currently is. And how as a team, it's like the energy that we're setting up as a team is what's drawing that the results. I don't want to just say money. The results from wherever they are.
Yeah,
and like you say, so it's not. We don't have to divvy out the reward and the punishment based on how we're doing. It really is everybody's contribution. You know, so whoever signed up as a team, you know, we can all count ourselves as a part of the effort and a part of what comes out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Exactly. So. Yep. So fun.
Very fun. All right, thank you, Jen. Anyone else? I think we still have a little time here, if there is anyone. Okay, great. And a couple of reminders before we go.
This is Laura N.
Hey, Laura.
Oh, sorry, I was double muted.
That makes it twice as hard.
That's right.
But you made it.
I did. I figured it out. Oh, yeah, and I don't have too much to share. I more just wanted to participate because,
right.
Yeah, because I, as you can probably hear in my voice, I've been sick this week, and And so I've kind of been hearing a little story about, like, oh, you've, you know, totally lost momentum on all this, and you haven't gotten anything done, and, you know, all the
kind voices of are so, ragging on you, as we say.
Yes, that would be what they would like to do.
When you're sick, that's kind of one of their favorite things, is to come in on that. Yep.
Let's talk about everything you're not getting accomplished.
Right. Let's not get well. Let's not concentrate on getting well. Let's talk about all the, you know.
Yeah, so I think I just wanted to call in and participate anyway, and
great.
Just sort of safe, yeah, just that.
Join the enthusiasm.
Yep, and drop the standards, and, you know, I guess just seeing that place of, you know, life called me to something different this week, and maybe next week there'll, you know, something will open up with some fundraising, or, you know, who knows. So,
yep, exactly so. Yep, we really don't know, do we?
Yep.
We're all about this endeavor. We really don't know, what it is. You know, how transformation takes place, it's kind of a giant mystery. How life moves and the directions it moves, you know, we don't know, and our job seems to be just to stay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Be open
all
to
right.
what life's dropping in. So, great. Well, glad you joined.
Yeah, grateful for the support.
I hope you're on the end of this illness, whatever that is.
Well, thank you.
We'll go from there.
All right,
bye. Thanks. Anybody else double muted, triple muted, quadruple muted out there? Okay, so a couple of reminders. You probably all know this. There'll be another support call tomorrow, Saturday, 1 p.m. Pacific. And so the support calls are weekly, Fridays at 4, Saturdays at 1. That will continue. And then our next video conference call with the team in Cantalomba is on Saturday, September 23rd. So that's not tomorrow, obviously, but the week after. So we've got two more scheduled, the 23rd and the 30th. So, and those are Saturday, those are both Saturdays at 8 a.m. Pacific. And as you're going through your fundraising things, you know, you're certainly welcome to invite folks onto your team members onto the video calls. That certainly is encouraged. And again, I think like we talked about earlier, being able to actually see the people in Cantalomba, get a good look at them, and hear them speak, hear them tell their stories, see their smiles and the sparkle in their eye is really fabulous. So if you haven't done that yet, or your team members, that's certainly highly encouraged. All right, and then with that, a big thank you to everyone on the call. Muchly appreciated, and keep on a-trucking, and thanks again. All right. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye.